This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
To our continued coverage of 2023's Q Symposium here in the lovely island of Maui. And in the studio lounge, we have the fine folks from Harbor Stone Credit Union. Oh my gosh, Jeff, we go way back. Like the Q's next top credit union executive.
Years and years back.
Yeah. So it's really been fun watching your career, basically. So Jeff Bullock, by the way,
you've been with me every step of the way.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see. And then Ann Anderson, right, from Harbor Stone.
Yep.
You're the board chair.
I am, yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations on this as well, on Mr. Jeff there. Yeah, well done. Well, and before we get started, how's the show going for you guys? Ann, any takeaways so far?
Excellent. Yeah, I thought that yesterday's session with Dr. Burroughs was really interesting. I think that we look for those areas, social capital, but putting words around it and learning how to recognize it, learning how to foster it, looking how to identify it and build it up and leverage it where that makes a lot of sense kind of resonated with me.
Yeah, indeed. Good. And the birds, oh my gosh, what is going on with them?
They're loud.
Oh my gosh, pandemonium breaking out here. Jeff, what about you? How's any takeaways so far or any expectations?
Great content. Everything that Q's does, I love. They do such a great job. And it was a great chance for us. We worked through our process with Dee Dee J. Myers.
Okay.
And so we got to connect with
Dee
Dee.
Oh, look at that. There they are.
Oh, look at there. Look at right behind Ann's right shoulder. So we had a great chance to connect with Dee Dee and Peter and that team. They've been such an incredible partner to Harbor Stone, and we're so grateful for them. So we're glad to connect with them here and kind of to go deeper in our conversation last night and meet great people, network with other credit unions. I mean, what a gift this conference is.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely one of my favorites for sure, because I love interviewing folks like you, the board chair and the CEO, and seeing how that working dynamic works. It's really cool. It's fascinating for me as a journalist to see how it works, and just a person who's interested in how that chain works. So yeah, so really good stuff here. Yeah. And the other thing I'm really curious about, and what's going on a lot in the industry, obviously there's a lot of fresh faces. You know, folks are CEOs are retiring and going on the next chapters of life, and then we get some fresh faces moving in. And Jeff, that is your story. You are a brand new credit union CEO, obviously. Congratulations on that once again, sir.
Yeah.
So how is that? I want to know how the working dynamic got started here. How does a new CEO get going with the board? Any thoughts, any tips, any lessons learned along the way here?
Well, speaking of Dee Dee Myers, also John Pembroke, a great mentor and friend to me through the years, and was the one who actually really pushed for us to come to this conference before he passed. He would always say to me, don't choose a credit union, choose a board. And find that board that you connect with, and that needs to be your focus in the process.
Yeah.
And that was mine throughout our process. And what led me to Harbor Stone was connecting first with the board, connecting with Ann. So it hasn't been a surprise that it's been a perfect fit, because I think I had the right mentality and I had leaders and mentors that could push me to say, look at the right things when you're making the choice. Don't look at the climate, don't look at the city, don't look at all these, look at the board. And so that was very prudent advice that's rung true in these first 90 days. And Ann and I have a very strong working relationship. This has been a great opportunity for us to just refresh, come talk through some of these bigger ideas, talk about where we want to go as an organization, build connections with other credit union leaders. So it's been a chance for us not just to connect with each other, but to reach out and to find other partners in our industry.
Indeed. And Ann, I want to get the board side of working with a new CEO. What do you guys do to not only get to know him, I mean, obviously you know Jeff really well, but and the working aspect of it and keeping the credit union moving forward, whether it's technology or operations or leadership, any of those types of things. What are some things that you can share that help you guys out?
Well, I'll start with the, just to piggyback on what Jeff said, I think what helped in setting the foundation of the new CEO was having clarity and structure and agreement on what we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were going, what the existing culture was that we wanted to exploit in a good way, and having consensus about that, and then using the process and, you know, like for Dee Dee's crew, in helping tease that out of us, and then looking for people that met what we were looking for. And then during the interview process, making it clear, or trying to express our culture in a way that the candidates could connect with, if they connected with it.
So
I think it's just been this through line that started back when the prior CEO announced his retirement to where we are here today, and consistency, and being really, really clear about that. And so that's made a big difference.
Gotcha.
So I guess in terms of how effective we are at staying ahead, I think that's something we have to continue to challenge ourselves on. But I think we have a board that is interested in learning, interested in improving, interested in, like the current speaker is saying, using your peripheral vision to make sure that we're staying ahead of things, making sure that we look at the data on those edges to make sure that we're not missing anything. Bringing in good people to help us think more broadly, taking the time to immerse into where the industry and the broader economic community is headed so that we're ready for that. But then also making sure that as a board, so board 101, that we stay out of the operations, but that we know what's going on.
There's that
and
balance,
where that line is.
Yeah, that
and that's where the chair comes in. It's like, you know, noses in, fingers out.
Yeah, that's what she said. Noses in, fingers out. That's her instruction.
I like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Learned some good stuff today.
That's
why I like
one.
This conference. got some gems out of this one. So, yeah. So, and that, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit because I was going to ask you, what do you guys want to take away from this conference? Why are you here, and then what do you want to take away from it? Obviously, they have some great, great speakers and great breakouts to, you know, learn how to work better together, that type of stuff. So, specifically, what do you guys want to learn and take back here, Jeff?
Well, the content has been valuable, and expect nothing less from Q's. But the networking is key, and we're in a really credit union-rich part of America in the Northwest.
Yes, you are.
Especially in the Seattle area. And just in the last few days, we've been able to build some strong relationships with other credit unions in our market that we can share ideas with, that we can be collaborative with. And you know, we're on the same team. We have the same goals as an industry. We're people helping people.
Yeah.
And so to be able to connect with other credit unions that share similarities in mission, that have some of the same passions, is invigorating for us.
Yeah.
It's also a great way to hear collaboratively what ideas work, what don't. We were just at a dinner last night where we were being asked by people all around the country, what's worked? What hasn't? Why? How has this worked well? What advice would you give? What other industry could you have a conversation like this?
I was thinking the same thing. You don't find that rarely any other industry on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you can collaborate like that openly, and on the transparency in this industry is second to none, for sure.
It's incredible.
And from a board perspective, what do you want to gain from the symposium?
I think just continuing to challenge ourselves on as best we can, staying ahead of the curve and finding techniques and approaches and putting words to some of those things so that I can translate them to the rest of the board, I think is important. And finding ways to not become stale as a board. We're fortunate in that we have fairly healthy turnover on our board, and we're very deliberate about the gaps we want to fill when we have that turnover. And so just continuing to stay fresh and finding
fresh ideas.
Correct. And then getting, you know, better and better acquainted with our new CEO, of course.
He's a good dude, as you already know. So, really good stuff. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add? I don't want to keep you too long because I know you want to get back in there. But any other final thoughts? Jeff, any final thoughts?
I got to give my regular Mike Lawson shout out.
Got
to give love to CU Broadcast. Thank you for all you do to keep
us
connected as an industry. It's such a vital role that you play in helping us to see what's going on, keeping us up on what's happening throughout our industry, and also keeping us connected with each other.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, happy to share, sir. And I'm only as good as my guests, and you guys are great.
So thank you.
Mahalo as well. And get back in there and enjoy. There they are, the dynamic duo from Harborstone Credit Union, doing some great stuff. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Right on, guys.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.